It's recording.
Okay, I'd like to call to order tonight's meeting of the Board Policy Committee meeting for Wednesday, June 13th, 2018. If we could all please rise and say the Pledge of Allegiance.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Okay, tonight we have Mrs. Martin, myself, Mrs. Borgans, and Superintendent Rains. And these don't look too terrible, so I think we can pretty much get through them.
Okay.
Unless
you have yours? Nope, you're, no, we're good.
I broke them in half and I just.
Okay. A lot are unchanged.
Yeah, a lot of them is just the footnotes from what I understand.
Mm-hmm.
The first one is Board Policy 2:105. And that is all in the footnotes. And that's in regards to the receipt of gifts and the gift ban. 2:170. That is also in the footnotes. It just changes townships and different words. The next one is on page 25. And that is 4:20, operational services, fund balances. This is also in the footnotes. So it doesn't affect the actual policy. On page 26, 4:80, operational services again, accounting and audits. And this is also in the footnotes.
Just a few minor error, minor
changes. On what page? I'm sorry.
480.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah,
it changed the word. Yeah, it changed the word Illinois it abbreviated it.
Mm-hmm.
And added ISBE.
Right.
For people to, I guess that helps them.
And then on 29
sure. Oh, there we go. And on page 29, it says to prevent losses from fraud, waste, and abuse, as well as employee error, misrepresentations from third parties, or other imprudent employee action. And again, some more footnotes. On page 30, 4:140, operational services, waiver of student fees. It doesn't have anything on the first page other than in the footnotes, but on page 31, it also changes it to say Illinois State Board of Education, ISBE. And then on page 32, it took out the long version of Illinois State Board of Education and gave us the acronym. Then on page 33, we have 6:10, which is educational philosophy and objectives. And this is in the footnotes. On page 35, 6:30, instruction, organization and instruction. This is also footnoted. It just makes a few footnotes. On page 37, 6:60, there are some, this is instruction, curriculum, content. In the first portion, it notes, before the completion of fifth grade, students will be offered at least one unit of cursive instruction. I'm sure there's a lot of people that are going to be thrilled with that one. And I'm not being facetious, I'm being completely.
Oh, I'm one of them.
I'm thrilled. Just because kids don't know how to sign their names.
I know. Right. My grandson is one of them that slipped through this now.
And I believe that is it for that one, mm-hmm. even though it's really long.
Mm-hmm.
On page 43, 6:120, instruction, education of children with disabilities. It changes the word Illinois to ILL and then includes ISBE and then takes out Illinois State Board of Education and writes it as ISBE. And that's that for that one. On page 45, 6:130, it adds a cross-reference that cross-references it with the accelerated placement program, which is 6:135. And this is under the instructioning program for the gifted. And mysteriously, the new policy, which is on page 46, the 6:135 instruction accelerated placement program. Since this is new, I'll just read over the basic. I'll read the first paragraph, and if you think there's anything else I need to add. The district provides an accelerated placement program, APP. The APP advances the district's goal of providing additional programs with opportunities for each student to develop his or her maximum potential. The APP provides, we're on page 46, Dave.
All right, thanks.
The APP provides an educational setting with curriculum options usually reserved for students who are older or in higher grades than the students participating in the APP. APP options include, but may not be limited to, A, accelerating a student in a single subject, B, grade level acceleration, and C, early entrance to kindergarten or first grade. Participation in APP is open to all students who demonstrate high ability and who may benefit from accelerated placement. It is not limited to students who have been identified as gifted and talented. Eligibility to participate in the district's APP shall not be conditioned upon the projected classifications identified in the school board policy 7:10, equal educational opportunities, or any factor other than the student's identification as an accelerated learner. Is there anything else that you think we need to add to that?
The whole point is we need to create the process.
Okay.
And the process is numbered 1, 2, and 3. And what we're going to utilize is the press's administrative procedures to this policy to create that process. And then as it's created, we'll run it through legal and then bring it to the board.
Perfect.
Just to let you know, we already have the single subject acceleration with our summit program.
Right. And just to let whoever's listening to this know, Mr. Faber has joined us. All right, on to page 48. 6:190, instruction, extracurricular and co-curricular activities. This seems to only affect the footnotes. On to page 50, 6:220, instruction, bring your own technology program, responsible use and conduct.
Mrs. Borgens,
yes,
we do not utilize this.
Yeah, I didn't think we did. When I read it over, I didn't see new stamped on it, and since we don't do this, I didn't think we were going to. Good. We just
brought it forward, but this is something the district chose not to do. Bring your own.
Good. I'm glad. I was a little confused by it when I read it at home, but I thought maybe I had missed something.
No, not at all. Our 6:220 is instructional materials selection and adoption.
Okay.
So just for clarification's sake.
Thank you. Okay, so that will not apply to us that directly. All right. On page 54. 6:230, instruction, library media program. Again, we go with the changing of Illinois to the abbreviated version, ILL, and adding ISBE. And some changes in the footnotes, not much. The next page, 55, 6:240, instruction, field trips. It notes that I'll read the whole sentence. Parents/guardians of students, one, shall be given the opportunity to consent to their child's participation in any field trip and are responsible for all entrance fees, food, lodging, or other costs, except that the district will pay such costs for students who qualify for a fee waiver under board policy 4:140, waiver of student fees. And it strikes out free or reduced school lunches. And then there's some cross-reference for the waiver student fees and the educational opportunities. And then there's some changes in the footnotes. On page 56, 6:250, instruction, community resource persons, and volunteers. There's a lot of changes in colons, I should say, semicolon. Yeah, it's punctuation. They've changed, it looks like they separated out to three to assist with academic programs under certificated teachers' immediate supervision. And then they've added number four, to assist in times of violence or other traumatic incidents within the district by providing crisis intervention services to lessen the effects of emotional trauma on staff, students, and the community, provided the volunteer meets the qualifications established by the Illinois School Crisis Assistance Team Steering Committee. And then it just changes the numbers to 5 and 6. The superintendent shall follow board policy 4:175, convicted child sex offender screening and notifications, to establish procedures for securing and screening resource persons and volunteers. And it takes out the word defined in child murderer. It just has us murderer. And some changes in the footnotes. And some of the cross-references and legal references. On page 58, 7:50, under students, school admissions, and student transfers to and from non-district schools. Under, I guess that's just past number three there. It says, based upon an assessment of a child's readiness to attend school, the district may permit him or her to attend school prior to these dates. A child will also be allowed to attend first grade based upon an assessment of his or her readiness. And then if you skip down a little further, it says, early entrance to kindergarten or first grade may also be available through board policy 6:135, the accelerated placement program, which we just went over. And then there are some changes in the footnotes. Then if you go to page 59, it takes out temporary and replaces it with permanent, and then return the original, and it takes out original and puts certified copy of to the person enrolling the child. I believe that was of their birth certificate, correct? Yes. And on page 60, under the foster care student, it just goes back to abbreviating Illinois and department, which if you ask me, that's not how, it does allow you to have the T in there. Oh my gosh.
It's way at the end.
Yeah, it is way at the end, and I don't have my special glasses for that. Sorry. Now, if we could go to page 64. 7:340, students, student records. There are several changes in the footnotes. And that seems to be it. It's all footnote changes. Then on page 69, 8:25, community relations, advertising, and distributing materials in schools provided by non-school related entities. This is all footnotes references number 5 that was not there before. Again, I don't think we necessarily have to go over that one. It's basically saying that it's beneficial for the students' learning. And that is that. Is there anything?
Well, I need just clean copies of that, right?
Yes, these are the old.
The other ones, yes.
Mm-hmm, the current. Okay. On that note, it looks like we have completed our meeting unless there are any questions. Our future meeting date is tonight, as well as July 11th at the Mary Drew Center at 7 p.m. At this point, I motion for we adjourn this meeting.
Second.
So moved. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Aye.